You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Your Sean Marks is cooking. I said he's got 9 lives. He's on 10. Yes, welcome in. We're going to talk about your Brooklyn Nets. 5 first round picks. What comes next? You know, last night I took a call, and the caller said, what are the Brooklyn Nets going to do with all that cap space? And I said, I don't know. Well, today we learned former New York Knick Kristaps Porzingis was involved in a trade. Boston, Atlanta, and Brooklyn finalized a 3-team deal to send Kristaps, a second-round pick to the Hawks, Terrence Mann, and Atlanta's number 22 pick to the Nets. The Nets are going to take on Terrence Mann's contract, Brooklyn-born, and they've got another pick in the first. I'm not going to do that. You guys think I'm actually going to talk about the Nets? Are the Nets still in the league? I know nobody wants to talk about the Nets. Just kidding. I know somebody heard that opener like, wait, is this for real? Getting ready for the draft? We'll get to it later, man. But we got to get to this nonsense. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Live on YouTube. Live on Twitter. They can see me in the chat. The title on my YouTube channel says, show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser. I'm a loser. Like Evans dropped. Tired of this, man. The Mets and the Yankees are finding ways to fail. They're creating new ways to lose. They just bring you up just to drop you on your head. They just set you up to let you back down. And I feel for the fans out there at Citi Field, and I feel for the Yankee fans that are fighting each other right now. Yankee fans fighting on Yankees Twitter. Which one do y'all want to start with? Because simultaneously, these teams had 3-0 leads in the fourth inning. And then simultaneously, the bullpen blew it in the sixth and seventh inning. Just when you start to feel like they're breaking out of it, just when you start to feel like, okay, they're going to even up the series, now they found a way to break your heart. They found a way to make you sick. Shout out to my guy, Kevin Dart, text me. I said, I'm falling ill. I actually feel sick. Like, I don't know what to do here. I'm tired of this. Three runs is not enough. And we'll start with the Yankees first because, I mean, with the Braves and the Mets, we've seen this before. And it's a little different story with the Mets. The Mets had only two hits. And Brazo Bond, that inning, they used three relievers. We'll get to that in a second. But here's where the topic of conversation I know is going to land tonight. I don't care if you take Clark Schmidt out after seven innings going 103 pitches. That's the max in his career. I was fine with that decision. Here on WFAN, we stretched that conversation through Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It is now Tuesday, soon to be Wednesday. That conversation now shifts to Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon threw 88 pitches today. Carlos Rodon gave up four hits today. No runs today. In my humble opinion, he was cruising. Carlos Rodon is always sweaty. But I guess he was huffing and puffing. Let's hear from Carlos Rodon. Because I jumped out of the window on this one. I was mad at Aaron Boone for going to Loaisiga. Loaisiga blew it. The blame is on three people, in my opinion. Loaisiga first.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Aaron Boone second, Carlos Rodon third. So let's hear from Yankee starter Carlos Rodon postgame about where he was after six innings in the heat of Great American Ballpark.
Carlos, what'd you think about your performance tonight?
I thought Wells, you know, had a good game plan up there and just went up there to execute, and defensively, you know, had my back again and got through six, and just, you know, I thought it was a clean game.
Were you done at 88 pitches? Aaron felt pretty strongly about that.
Yeah, I mean, I was usually I'm going back out kind of thing, but I was huffing and puffing a little bit. Usually I go back out there and in most situations I want the ball, but you know, I can tell. I was gassed after they had some good at bats and then had some long at bats, and it was just one of those days where, you know, the energy was coming out of me quick. So,
okay, then you need to be in better shape, buddy. You need to be better conditioned. You make $27 million to be a starting pitcher for the New York Yankees. And you know what? Through this rough stretch, the Yankees starting pitching has been a strength. Through this terrible stretch of losing and not scoring runs, at least we've been able to count on the pitching. Why are we wrapping a starter up at 88 pitches? Why is that starter, who usually will give a look and has a history of like trying to fight to stay on the mound, why is that starter good, job done, coming out of the game? See, this is where the disconnect is. Some of us feel like it's analytics. Some of us feel like it's scripted, where the script says six innings, that's good. Because we've got Loaisiga for the seventh. We've got Weaver for the eighth. We've got Devin Williams for the ninth. We'll shake hands. This game will end 3-0. But then it doesn't go that way. It's hot for the Cincinnati Reds, too. It's hot for the rest of the Yankees, too. It's hot for the people in New York that work underground for the MTA and the subways. They don't get to clock out early because it's hot. They don't get to clock out early because they're huffing and puffing. They got to finish the job. They might have to work even a little bit later if the next person doesn't relieve them. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I have a problem with it because you're losing and you need to stop the bleeding. And the series is on the line, and you decide that six innings, 88 pitches, under 90 pitches, under 100 pitches is enough. Okay, you know better than me. You know better than me. But it goes back to this conversation of where we are in Major League Baseball. 888-808-1019. I was fine with you taking out Clark Schmidt, and I didn't feel like anyone got robbed because I didn't feel like Clark Schmidt was going to. That was 103 pitches. Carlos Rodon. Why are you not trying to fight for your 10th win? Or maybe you thought that the win was a lock. I don't know. I'm at least running them out there for the 7th. Go get some water. Sit down. Catch your breath. It's hot for everybody. Use this as conditioning. That's weak as hell. It just, to me, Like Carlos Rodon should have had his 10th win. And for what Loaiza came into the game to do, Rodon could have done that. I would have felt better about it. And with Loaiza, he's on a one-year deal. He hasn't been healthy. And I feel like we imagine him as this like dominant pitcher. We imagine him as this version of himself that he has not been. He hasn't been great this year. You remember more bad moments than good. So when he goes into that game, they shouldn't have lost that game. Not like that. And it's still not enough. It's still not enough offensively. They had chances. 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. 7 left on base. I know somebody is adding up all of these because last night it was 0-for-12, 9 left on base. Come on. The Cincinnati Reds rolled out a whole rookie, and he looked pretty good. And you know what? Congrats to Chase Burns because he came out mowing everybody down, striking everybody out, where I'm like, man, this is as advertised. This is going as I expected. This guy's touching 100 on the gun. Yikes. This guy is what they said he was. Strikes out Trent Grisham. And do we have to keep leading Trent Grisham off? He's been good, but why does he have to lead off? I don't think he's a leadoff hitter. He had success this past weekend batting 9th. I don't need to see him lead off. I know you got to put him in the lineup. I know he's got to be out there defensively in center field. I don't need him to lead off. Strikes out Grisham. Strikes out Ben Rice. Strikes out Judge. And I'm like, wow, welcome to the show. This guy's touching 100 on the gun. And he's got a smile on his face against the big, bad New York Yankees. He said he grew up a Yankee fan, wanted to be Derek Jeter. I'm like, how old is this kid? 22? Jeter's been retired for 10 years, 11 years. Carried a 1. Anyway, you know, the first guy to get a hit off him was Jazz Chisholm. And I got a problem with Jazz tonight, too. As much as I like Jazz, as far as his swag and the one-piece gear and the Jordans and the chains and his personality, bro, he said something tonight after the game that just rubbed me the wrong way. And obviously, he hurt the team by letting that at bat. Well, honestly, in that at bat, we know he got jobbed. We know that was nonsense. But it's nonsense all the time. Hashtag ABS ASAP. We need the automatic balls and strike system before this postseason. These umpires are terrible. But he let that called strike, that changeup down, take his whole at bat away. Next one, he fouled off, swung strike 3, and then he carried it with him onto the field. And then he gets thrown out between innings from his spot in the infield. He just keeps talking and losing it. I'm like, bro, now we got to put JC Ascaro out there. We need you in this game. We could use your speed, your fielding, your hitting. You had 2 hits. It's not about you. And post-game, he said, oh, yeah, we got a job to do. And tomorrow I'm going to come out here and shake his hand. He's got to call a game, and I've got to impress my fans. No, 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 no. You're going to run yourself out of the New York Yankees, Jazz. It's not about you impressing your fans. It's about the New York Yankees winning games. And you were selfish in that moment, and it cost the team. Another loss. 888-808-1019. We already got a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Mets, and then we'll get to the Yankees calls. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'm sick and tired of it. It's super whack. It's not fun. It's lame. Show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow. Your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom. Car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?